I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You.
We're in Powhatan State Park this morning. The park asked me to put together a teaching collection for them, something they could share with park visitors and show people some of the common insect species that are here. But unfortunately, I don't have a lot of time to work on these collections. But if I can combine it with my teaching, then that provides students with an opportunity to come out here and build a collection, and they can contribute something to the greater good. So we will prepare them, mount them, label them, and identify them, and eventually they'll wind up back here at Powhatan State Park.
We're at another trap. This one looks kind of like a backpacker's tent.
Essentially it is. It's a malaise trap. And Rene Malaise was a European entomologist at the end of the 1800s who had that same experience most of us have had. You leave your tent flap open and it's full of insects. So he designed a trap with the walls on the inside. There are internal walls and there's a peak. So insects that hit the baffles will fly up and are eventually guided to this container that's filled with preservative, in this case, alcohol. So you can leave a trap up like this for about a week. My students will carefully pick through these and mount examples of every species. There are insects that will find their way into the malaise trap that are not attracted to lights, they're not attracted to baits, and many of the species that are crepuscular, those that come out just before dark or right at dawn, and only for very brief periods of time, those are the kinds of things you'll find in here. And it's like Christmas every time. I pour the specimens into a pan, and I never know what I'm going to find. There can always be something really good in here. Peek in there, what do you see?
Mostly lightning bugs.
And deer flies.
Yes.
And it looks like there are some moths in there and all kinds of things. Looks like a couple of damselflies in there. Oh, those could be good ones. Those are spreadwing damselflies in the family Lestidae.
What is this caterpillar?
Can't tell from here. It's an inchworm of some sort, so it's in the family Geometridae.
They make their way in and too, huh?
Yeah, anything that hits that baffle inside will just crawl up and work their way inside. This will be interesting. I'm looking forward to picking through this. And then I have to put a label in here because never trust anything to memory. Write everything down and then put the label in the jar. Can't tell you the times I've forgotten to do this, and you get back and you find some really cool samples, but you're not sure where they're from. If you're not sure where they're from, they're not worth anything.
Oh, and you're going to leave this here?
Oh, yeah. This stays up all summer, so I'll have a weekly sample, and we'll see the parade of different insect species.
And what keeps anyone from disturbing you? Just common decency?
Yes. I hope so. I haven't lost one of these traps yet to people. I have lost them to bears, and sometimes deer will take great exception to where I've put one and they'll just tear it apart. Bears like to come up and bite the collecting jar, and they'll come in and all the alcohol's drained, the bugs are rotted, and there's just a couple of big teeth holes. You can see exactly where they just chomp down on it.
You know, you're the second guy I've met that has mason jars and alcohol involved in their work. Come to think of it, we were out in the woods, too. Mm-hmm. Next week at this time, we'll take a look at what showed up at a blacklight location, even closer to the river. Dr. Art Evans is the author of Beetles of Eastern North America. You'll find photos of the traps and some of the insects we've talked about at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.